Aquarius, and welcome to part two of your Vision Quest reading, the rune reading part. It's a little bit later in the day. I'm now awake. Hopefully I can sort my words out correctly. I have an astrology afterthought for you, which is a reminder about your second house. And I redid your artifact photo, and instead of a photo including runes and the artifact of minerals, I switched that, and I thought, you know, this really needs to be water, because this reading really is about water. And there is this house in your chart, as I mentioned, that one self, basically in astrology, is composed of houses 12, 1, and 2. And in your case, that's the two Saturn-ruled signs, signs, then them being Capricorn, where you have this profound personal insight going on, and then, of course, Aquarius, which is your sign or rising sign, and then the immediately following sign, which is Pisces, and the sign that is in the second place, Pisces, is about your resources. And this is the house that starts off in ancient astrology as the house of one's, you know, cow and plow point, and then it becomes the house of psychological resources and self-esteem and the most important available resources there are. And you have Pisces in this place, and Pisces has a lot of planets in it. And while I have not dwelt on the self-esteem question in this reading, it deserves more focus and more attention because, as I did mention, having Pisces in the second place can be inherently a kind of a question or a puzzle or a kind of sense of absence of a tangible sense of self enough to have that self-esteem. But the spiritual gift here, the ability to kind of commit yourself to being selfless, in a sense, you can't really be selfless, but in the sense that we think of it, being able to be altruistic and to be supportive of other people is a deep one for you, and this is indicated by Pisces. And I'm one of those naturalists who believes that water is the most important resource. It is the one that can't be synthesized. It is the one that can't really be cleaned very easily, and it is utterly, completely essential to life. As I take a sip of tea. And further, most of the world's water, I think something like 99% of the world's water is salt water. And so the concept of a clean glass of clean, potable, drinkable, healthy water, notably from Kingston, we have a little lake in Woodstock where we pump our water out of, and we are one of the places in the United States that doesn't fluoridate its water. We're somewhat famous for that. I don't know what the tradition behind that is. And probably if I were to come back in Kingston in 1,000 years, they still wouldn't be fluoridating the water because nothing ever changes in Kingston. The concept of a glass of water, and a mostly full glass of water, is the perfect symbol for you to meditate on. The presence of planets in Pisces is complicated in your chart this year. It's not so simple, and that is partly due to the diversity of planets, creating a kind of a kaleidoscope of possibilities of how you feel about yourself. But one thing that is clear is that there is abundance. There is a lot of whatever there is, and a good industrialist can take a lot of anything and make something useful out of it and turn it into something that is ultimately at least useful. And yet the presence of Nessus, one of the points in Pisces, and also to some extent the South Node in Pisces, where there will be eclipses this year, is indicating kind of an and-but factor. It's saying, well, you have a lot of resources, but you doubt yourself. And so the thing is that your resources are not about so much about a thing to evaluate as they are a thing to actually use. and to use things, you want to make sure that they are replenished, because you certainly have a lot, and you have a lot of outflow of things going out. And what is vital is that you be able to maintain your kind of level of water, your resourcefulness, and honor the fact that you need to have in order to give. And based on that, it would be productive to have almost anything, if you can find a use for it, to share with others. And I'm not exactly saying that your whole purpose is to give yourself away, but there's plenty of that that is going on. And with that going on, it will be essential that you are also in the in kind of the mode of receiving. And by the way, a planet associated with your eighth house, Virgo, where resources do come into your life, is Chiron, and that is in your second house. And so the thing that you give to others and the thing that they give to you might be completely different, seemingly unrelated things, but however, there is the possibility for a real exchange, and for that exchange to have a strong orientation on healing. Now, as for these runes, and by the way, I'm speaking in the very moments before Mercury stations direct. It has been another heck of a Mercury retrograde, and we're down to about the last 10 minutes of it, and I'm spending them here with you. Okay, so five runes read from right to left, and the first one is Issa. This is the perfect rune for Mercury station, because it is the rune of the standstill, and Mercury does appear to be standing still, though that does depend on how many decimal places you go out. If you go out to enough decimal places, I don't know how many, but there is absolutely no Mercury station. It's going one direction relative to the Earth one instant, and it's going the other direction the other instant. So in a sense, the concept of a standstill is a kind of an illusion, just like it's an illusion that, you know, thing covered with ice is the frozen tundra or the lifeless desert or whatever. All these things have movement and life and viability, and there really is no such thing quite as a standstill, but it may certainly feel that way. And the thing that this rune counsels is to use delay to your benefit. There's always something you can do, and I would say a thing I learned from Joe is don't wait. Always do something that you feel like you need to do or want to do, rather than just merely waiting and being passive. You can actually always find a way to take action, even if that action is learning, observing, reading, strategizing, cleaning, whatever that might be, and then be prepared for the kind of realignment when things actually start to move. The second rune in this is called Fehu, and it's the rune of possessions, and it's the proto letter F, Issa being proto letter I, by the way. And I always think it's interesting how the letter I, which is a word in English and one of the most commonly used words in English, is something that is emblematic of being frozen. So anyway, we move to the second one, F, Fehu, and this is about possessions, and it's a counsel to really understand and evaluate the value of possessions in your life. And part of that evaluation is another, you know, continuing close look at Pisces and the spiritual resources that you have and the way in which your resources can be converted into anything. And if you are the kind of person who likes to amass resources, the question is why? What is the purpose for doing that? And basically, it is not cautioning against material property and goods as much as it is cautioning against materialism. That is to say, you know, material things for their own sake, and not for the sake of, you know, some purpose that you might have. Let's take a look at that commentary by Mr. Blum and see what he adds about that. Nourishment, cattle. So it's a second house thing, just like Pisces in your chart. And we get into the confluence of possessions and cattle. We really are in Taurus land, second house land, where the most important possession is the cow, because you have milk and you can plow the fields. And these cows have really gotten, along with dogs and horses, gotten humanity to where we are today. We built the whole thing on the backs of women, cattle, dogs, and horses, without which men would be basically kind of useless. Okay. A rune of fulfillment, of ambition satisfied, love shared, rewards received. It promises nourishment from the most worldly to the sacred and the divine. The ancient principle, as above, so below, holds true. And if so, we are here to nourish God. Great line. This rune calls for deep probing of the meaning of profit and gain in your life. Look with care to know whether it is wealth and possessions you require for your well-being, or rather self-rule and the growth of the will. Another concern of Fehu is to conserve what has already been gained. This rune urges a vigilance and continual mindfulness, especially in times of good fortune, for it is then that you're likely to collapse yourself into your success on the one hand and behave recklessly on the other. Enjoy your good fortune and remember to share it, and the mark of a well-nourished soul is the ability and willingness to nourish others. Absolutely, perfectly, beautifully Aquarian idea there. Okay, next one is Awaz, the rune of defense. There is a protectiveness quality of this rune. Let's get the commentary out. I'm going to need that. I'm going to give my own commentary. The rune is symbolized by the yew tree. And the yew tree was the thing that was used to make arrows because of its flexibility, bows rather, because of its flexibility. And it is it grants the power to avert blockage and to avert defeat. And so we are getting a story of like really pausing and reflecting and thinking from Issa to Fehu to Awaz defense. Awaz defense. And this is saying that it's picking up on the theme of preservation and protection. And the implication is also to be conscious and to be flexible and to not overreact defensively, but really to know when you actually do need to stand your ground and when you need to just simply flex and to bend with the wind. And it's another one of the runes that counsels the benefit of blockages and delays, and knowing what is useful about anything that seems to occupy your time. All right, the next one is the one that looks like a little letter M, and that is Awaz. That's funny, there's a typo in this book, and there's two. The defense rune is called Eihwaz, Eihwaz, and the rune of movement, the little M, is called Awaz. So there's a slight variant there. I never quite caught that, but I haven't worked with this method in a while, and it's been fun to come back into it. So for the next stage of the formula is about, this is another one about fulfillment and getting what you need. And so it seems like this is a major theme in this spread. Let's go to page 125, and I will share some of the commentary with you. Rune of transit, transition and movement of physical shifts of new dwelling places and new attitudes or a new life. And it signifies movement in the sense of bettering or improving any situation. Gradual development and steady progress. It is represented in the animal speak by the horse. And, imagine how gradually it took to tame wild horses. It's not done overnight, and even today it takes a while and great care and skill and expertise to train a horse, to get that thing to want to cooperate with people and to be kind of a civilized part of human nature. And people who train horses are incredibly patient, and they have a kind of a sixth sense about animals. And you might think of this, in particular horses, which are really their own thing, as being you taming a wild part of yourself, and the bond that you have with the wild part of yourself that you have tamed, and this wild part of yourself that you have tamed is among your most precious resources. Okay, one other, and this is Gibbo. We keep seeing a lot of this one. I think there's it's like really great relationship energy coming up. Gibbo is coming up in many of these readings, and I know that with 24 runes and five choices, you know, five runes in the spread, there's more than one in five chance or so that we're going to get repetition. But we're seeing this one quite a bit in this cycle. It's going to be interesting to run down the whole list and see them. And so this is the rune of partnership, of a meeting. The X is the direct encounter among equals, and it is intended to be received as a gift, but also the caveat that you not completely lose yourself or melt into the proposition of the relationship, that you maintain your independence. So we're seeing that a couple of times. One of those commentaries comes up in Fehu, where it's saying, in times of prosperity, don't collapse into the prosperity. And then it's represented also by the rune of defense, which is saying kind of maintain a posture of flexibility and awareness rather than just sort of like being off your game. Stay on top of things. Stay on top of yourself. And then we have this rune about the kind of the movement, the gradual training process, and the gradual process of being fulfilled. That's not a thing that necessarily happens in a moment, but it definitely does happen and definitely can happen. And for you, it would appear to be happening. But remember that for you, the process of receiving may be challenging. You may have certain challenges about receiving. And this is a common thing. I mean, you know, we live in strange times where there's a lot of immune system issues that are about the body attacking itself. And there are many digestive issues, which are, I think, about the ability to receive nourishment. I can tell you, as a dominantly Aquarius person with celiac, that for me, this has been about learning how to receive assistance and receive nourishment, and to be able to receive without guilt and without resentment in any form, and to be able to maintain a healthy exchange. And all of these factors seem to be the you know, combination of things that lead to this state of a fulfilling relationship. And just keep meditating on that glass of water, and remember that you do need water, and you do need to keep filling up your urn so that you have water to give out, that water being the most precious resource that there is on our little tiny planet in what would appear to be an overall rather dry universe. Okay, so I think that's the message that I have for you. After I finish this, I have four of these sign readings left to do, which I plan to finish this week, and then I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to go into the Aquarius birthday reading, which is a whole different kind of reading. It will be not part of this long series of readings, So that will be available soon, and it will be a very different reading than the one you got here. I'm going to go deeper into things, and I'm going to look ahead at the chart for the Sun's ingress into Aquarius in early 2017, and shift things up a little bit, and tell the story really of the completion of the Saturn transit, where in this one I told the story of, you know, laying down the roots of community and doing the things that you need to do to establish yourself and the ways to establish these relationships that you have with people that will hopefully be mutually nourishing relationships. All right, so looking forward to seeing you in the next round, my Aquarius cousin, and thank you for tuning into my work and to my readings, and I'll catch you on a different day. Bye for now.